the purpose of our meeting with you is to consider the continuation of the current SPLOST, which does not expire for until 2022. But if we wait and put the continuation on the ballot, then we would end up having the T-SPLOST and the SPLOST continuation on the same ballot, and I think maybe the Board of Education is going to have an E-SPLOST on the same ballot. So we thought it wise to consider going ahead and trying to get this SPLOST on the November continuation of the current SPLOST on the November ballot of this year. And there would have been several advantages to that. In other words, we know that we have it approved, hopefully approved. And also, should it not be approved, we'd have another chance to put it on the another referendum to get it approved. But as we progressed trying to see what we needed to do in order to get everything working, I had hoped to get this started back in March, and had spoken to Regina and wanted her to start the process. But I guess with the COVID virus and whatever, we really didn't get things going like we wanted to. And so what this means to us is we're kind of got ourselves backed up into a very stringent time frame. According to our election supervisor, if we want to get this on the November ballot, we have to have all the paperwork for the ballot, the intergovernmental agreement between the county and the cities, and the list of city projects and the list of county projects to her to get the ballot set up by June the 18th, which is really pushing the time frame for us to get all that done. It is for the county. I don't know what your situation is, but we felt like we needed to meet and talk about that. We discussed this issue at our work session today for the commissioners, and we have actually three options. We can go ahead and try to meet this very stringent timeline, get it on the November ballot, or we can just wait and put it up on the election, either primary or the election before it expires in 2022. Or we can try to do it in a special election. And the next earliest special election would be in March.
Commissioner Felsen.
Of 2021. So we talked about that today in our meeting. And I think we were somewhat in agreement that the timeline is pretty difficult because we got a lot of things with the county that we need to analyze and make sure we're working our projects into our comprehensive plan. But we didn't know where the cities stood, so we needed to talk with the cities and see what your thoughts were on the main thing we need to decide today is what the city's thoughts are on whether we need to try to make the timeline to get it on the November ballot or do a special election or just to wait till the regular election cycle before it expires. And the cost of a special election would be about $8,000 to $10,000. And we can pay that out of the SPLOST. That'd be money we'd have to take right off the top of the SPLOST before we divided up the percentages that the county and each city would get out of the SPLOST for the six-year period. So that being said, let me just open it up. Rosalind, do you have anything to add that left out?
That pretty much covers the synopsis of what we were talking about earlier.
Okay. So at this time, I'll open it up for discussion from the cities and see what the thoughts and feelings are from the mayors or their representatives.
Mickey, this is Larry. I think we need to go ahead and make the general election if we possibly can and avoid having to have a special election and the cost of it.
All right. Any other thoughts?
I'm in agreement with Larry. I don't see where we should have to spend $10,000 on something that if we can do it without spending that kind of money, then we can use that money for something else.
Absolutely.
Well, do y'all already have your list of projects ready?
Yep. I'm close to having everything I want to do on there, yeah.
The City of Ideal has theirs.
Okay. I don't know if our situation is a little more complicated, but we felt like it might be difficult to get our projects list together that would fit the comprehensive plan and the things that we said we were going to do. But if the general feeling is that we go ahead and try to make this 18th, there's going to have to be some meetings, and it's going to have to be intergovernmental agreement developed and things of that nature. So I don't know if everybody's willing to do that, but it's going to mean pretty much faster than fast track to get all that done. So everybody thinks that that's what we want to go, the route we want to go?
Yes.
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 Okay. Well, we can try it, and I guess the county's going to probably have more work to do to narrow projects down, but I think we can probably get it done some way. The other question is the percentages. We talked about trying to just stay with the same percentages that we have under the current SPLOST. When we renew it, we would go into the use the same percentages. And does the city people have that sheet rolling that shows the proposed breakdown?
No, sir, I didn't send that out. It's the same percentages as the last SPLOST.
Okay. Well, we can just read over that quickly. It's the way the percentages broke down, it's based totally on population. The county would get 54.31%. Montezuma would get 23.47%. Marshallville would get 9.82%. And the city of Oglethorpe would get 9.01%. And the city of Ideal would get 3.39%. Any questions about that? Or does anybody disagree with not just leaving it the way it is and distributing by population?
I don't think we have time to disagree.
I agree.
We agree with what we got.
So they don't think we'll go back.
All right. All right, Rosa, what kind of timeline do we need to get from the cities then? What we're going to have to get done?
I'm probably going to need their list at least by, Monday.
All right.
First. Because, like I said, we've got to get all the stuff together. You've got to get the wording together. You've got to get your attorney involved. You've got to get the resolutions drawn up, get the signatures done, and everything to pass it before June 18th or by June 18th.
All right, well, we can go ahead and get John started on that, and then I think the county, we're going to have to get commissioners to have a call meeting to pare down this list and decide how we're going to handle that. And we'll just decide that among ourselves about how we're going to approach all the things we've got in there and still include something for roads. Any commissioners or the mayors or representatives have any other comments they want to make?
Rosalind, this is Natalie. I was just going to ask if you got the email that has our breakdown.
I haven't gotten. When did you send it?
I sent it yesterday to Melody.
No, ma'am. I didn't get it.
All right, I'm going to resend it.
Okay.
Probably that may be a good point too for the cities. We might want to make sure, Roseland, that they send stuff directly to you in your email so you get it as quickly as possible rather than send it, you know, to someone else and then asking them to pass it on.
Yes, sir.
I guess everybody has your email, but not
yes,
send out send something to let them know. All right, I think those were the issues we needed to decide on.
What happens if we can't get it together by the June the 18th deadline?
Well, if we don't get it together, then it won't be on the ballot. That's, you know, if
and
everything
I know that.
Can't be put.
We're going to go for the special election in March.
Well, that'd be
to wait until 2022 and have it.
Well, let's go ahead and see if we can get it done.
Okay.
If we get it done, we'll get it in. If we don't get it done, we'll call another meeting.
Okay.
And is there any required advertising on this stuff?
No, we just have to send the letter out 10 days before the meeting to the first meeting with the cities about the SLOSS. And we've already done that.
Yeah.
That's really the only requirement.
All right. Well, we'll do everything we can to try to get it ready. And if we don't, then, you know, we don't have any other choice except to abort. And then we'll talk about it. Then we'll have another meeting to decide whether we spend, you know, $8,000 or $9,000 and put it on a special election or wait till the next regular election cycle for it to hit on. Any other questions or comments? All right. Let me thank everybody again for your time, and we'll try to get rolling and see if we can't put something together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Kathy, can you call the city of Marshallville?
Well, of course I can. I'll call you.